Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. When darkness falls this weekend, many people will be heading out for Halloween parties or to trick-or-treat, but a small group of people will be doing something else, something pretty unusual. They'll be eating in the dark, and I mean four courses, multiple entrees eating in the dark. Here's the backstory. There's a new Boston supper club called Mystery Meat. That's M-E-E-T. On the second Tuesday of each month, it lets adventurous eaters try new restaurants with total strangers. Its only real rules are to get your reservation in quickly. Last month's event sold out in 5 minutes. And be flexible, since you won't find out where you're eating until 24 hours in advance. But at this month's Mystery Meat, diner flexibility was taken to a new level. That's because no one knew in advance that October's dinner would happen blindfolded. Radio Boston crashed that supper and talked with the man behind Boston's first dining in the dark experience, Chef Marcus Ripberger, executive chef of the Hampshire House.
Tonight we're launching a very new concept. It's called Dining in the Dark, where we have a four-course menu. We're going to experience the whole menu in the dark, blindfolded. I originally saw a restaurant in my native Switzerland in the bottom of a church that is run by a blind priest and blind staff. So they don't put any lights on in the restaurant, and you literally eat in the dark.
My name's Glenn Carr.
My name's Katrin Abak.
It is a truism, you eat with your eyes, but tonight we're not going to be able to.
Well, I had thought about bringing a bib, but decided against it. I wore all black instead, just in case.
My name's Dale Cruz. I'm from Dedham, and I'm the publisher of drinksareonme.net. I think total darkness is a lot to ask for a group of people who don't know each other, who may end up with food all over their clothes. We'll see what happens. I'm really curious.
And then I'm going to put your left hand on the chair. Okay? And that's going to be your seat.
Okay. It's easier said than done.
What are we doing? I don't know if I'm going to tell which one's
mine. I don't know. What have you got me into?
What have you got me into?
You continue on your way to your final destination. You are enjoying the sounds of the rainforest while feeling at ease.
My name is Karen Nelson, and I'm the writer and narrator for Dining in the Dark tonight. We want this to be a journey of the senses, minus one sense.
You're nearing the edge of the rainforest. What could make this moment even sweeter? Your guide clears a spot on a nearby rock and sets down some of Mother Nature's trees.
Caleb, coming around to your left now. Your plate is in front of you.
So I've done plenty of blind wine tastings, and this is the first time I've ever eaten blind. So this is going to be interesting to try to smell food and try to identify what it is. Could be butternut squash, but the spice leads me more to pumpkin. This smells really familiar, but I can't place it yet. All right, let's go into taste. This is autumn in a glass. It's tasty. It's a nice start. Kind of setting the tone. I'm going for water. Let's see how this goes. That's not water.
Joel Edinburgh. I liked how they added a whole story to the meal, so everything seemed to fit. You know, things were kept nice and dry, so your hands didn't get too messy. And you can taste things a lot more vividly than when you remove your senses.
I'm Rachel Blumenthal. The tastes were so much stronger when I couldn't see what I was eating. The sound was a little bit disorienting. When the lights came on, I saw that there were walls where I didn't think there were walls. It was kind of creepy.
My name is Seth Ressler. I'm the founder of MysteryMeat.org. The thing that I found that was really interesting, that was really kind of shocking to me, is I got full a lot faster. You don't care about eating everything on your plate because you can't see your plate, and you just listen to your stomach, and I was like, oh, I'm done. And You know, so I thought maybe this would be a really good diet. Maybe I should just start wearing a blindfold at home.
That piece from Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert and Griff McNerney. Mystery Meat's next Dining in the Dark happens this weekend, perfect for Halloween. To learn more and to see photos from the dinner we visited, check out our website, wbur.org/Boston. And while you're there, get the latest in Boston food news on Public Radio Kitchen, WBUR's food blog. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.